A garden dilemma. Well, I decided to go and tidy the garden, which was about, I don't know, maybe about a foot tall, the grass. And I discovered a hover mower in the garage. I'm in renting a house at the moment, and I'm going to be moving out soon. So I thought, should I or should I not be tidying the garden? So I decided, yes, I would. So, having never used a hover mower before, I get it out. Looks very simple. And off we go. I was having an absolute ball. Then suddenly, bang, a stone gets in the mower. The mower suddenly starts making a very strange noise. So, yeah, I stopped, had a look, and sure enough, one of the silly little plastic blades had broken. But, yeah, typical Sal. I had to have another go, sure that it would just carry on working. So I switched back on. Within 2 minutes, maybe not even a minute, something popped. There was a spark, and it just went off. Great. So, I toddle along then to Focus. And that's a DIY shop, by the way. And purchase a new mower. And it's lovely, and I've had an absolute ball with it. But it's not mine, because I've had to replace it for the lady who owns the house. Now here's the dilemma. Was her mower an unsafe mower? Should I really spend £65 on a new mower? Or do I take the newer mower with me when I leave? I think I should leave the mower. I'd be very interested to know what you think. Anyway, I've had a lovely day in the garden, and it looks absolutely splendid. Just a shame I'm not going to be here to enjoy it. I'm just about to go off to have a reflexology on my tootsies, and maybe a bit of a hot stone massage. It's been a glorious day here today, and I'm going to go and lie inside now, but I can come out and have a lovely evening. Hope you had a nice day. See you later.